So firstly, as I say, they're a bit of an eyesore. They're unpleasant to see. But what ways can abandoned trolleys, stacks of abandoned trolleys, actually cause a bit of trouble, a bit of havoc in some neighbourhoods?
As you said, first of all, it's not nice to see. But then when you've got trolleys on the street, and they can just roll over and then they can start hitting people or cars or bicycles. So that's already a safety risk. But also, some people just dump them into the creeks or rivers, and that can end up clogging culverts or the drains. So it can worsen flash flood, as you said.
I mean, we've seen a bit of that, obviously, in the weather here in New South Wales and Queensland of late, these kinds of flash floods that can be very, very serious. But the trolleys, what way do they contribute to that?
What happened in Wollongong a few years ago is that during a flash flood event, after the event, we went to clean the culvert and we ended up finding a lot of those trolleys and end up collecting a lot of garbage, worsening the situation and flooding the neighbourhood. So that was a major cause of flooding here.
So in terms of what's already being done, local governments, how do they currently regulate and punish the illegal dumping of trolleys?
Well, it depends on the councils, actually. So in some places, there are some regulations put in place and where the police and the rangers can fine people abandoning trolleys on the spot, which is already a good step towards a solution.
Do many civilians, I guess you'd say, in this fight, do regular people kind of respond to council outreach in terms of reporting these ones as well? Because I'd certainly be guilty of this one. They become such a common sight, you pass them by. You don't really think to report them because, hell, there's going to be a half dozen more of them there again tomorrow. So do people really respond to the kind of outreach governments do to try and corral up these trolleys?
Well, I really think that the people respond to that. A good example is actually the trolley tracker application. So since its inception, there were more than 3 million trolleys that have been reported through that application Australia-wide. So people really care about it.
Ipswich City Council is said to have eliminated the abandoned trolley issue. Just how have they managed that?
Well, they put the retailers in front of their responsibility. So they forced them to add some wheel-locking device on the trolley using some geofencing technology. So it means that when the trolley gets outside some given boundaries, then the trolley will stop running. So what happened is people cannot use it outside those boundaries.
It seems an awfully technological solution. Are we likely to see more of these kinds of things used in, obviously this is one particular issue, but in day-to-day life?
That's one solution, but as you said, it's using a lot of technology and it has a cost. And at the end of the day, that cost will be passed to the customer, right? So what I believe is that we should get back to simple solutions like the coin-operated trolley. If we take the example of Aldi, which is a well-known retailer, all their trolleys are using coins and we barely see them in the wild. So it works.
Well, Johan, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me again.